in part three of Prelude, you write, words are just a ditch we dig to direct the flow of common sense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the whole book is a process of self-questioning and reflecting as a leading to all these ambivalent issues in our life. Somehow, at least momentarily, when I was at the hometown ground, you feel unreasonably, I don't know why, you feel you're home. You feel there's a certain definition and kind of firmness to the ground. I think that's probably why I put all these doubts, all these questions in life at the prelude, leading to the journey.
Some answers, maybe.
Yeah, at least momentarily. Right. Yeah, a firmness feel.
You know, I look at this, that line, that stanza that I just mentioned, words are just a ditch to dig, a ditch we dig to direct the flow of common sense. And I'm noticing something in the lineation, and I'm guessing Joseph might be interesting to have him in here to talk about this, but the A in R in that first line and the A in a ditch we dig are lined up. And, you know, this is sort of an indented kind of lineation here, so this is an open form kind of thing. And then the T in two, direct flow, which starts the next line, comes right under the T in ditch. So it's lined up in a way with those sounds, which is very, very interesting to see that. And, you know, it's a technique that I've used in my own work. Mm. How far do you indent? How about doing it like that? Maybe that brings out the music, I don't know. Were you, when you went over the lineation, did you just give Joe a free hand, or what was the process with that?
Yeah, I think it's very much of his choice, and I have questions sometimes, because in Chinese, the line is pretty up, line to the right, occasionally at the end, sometimes I break through a little bit.
To the left, you mean?
Yeah, to the left.
Yeah, to the left.
Right. He, one of the constant issues in translating I sense is that my lines, the Chinese is much denser as a language per se. There's a lot of things in you can put in one line because of the way the language is structured, and grammatical word is absent, it's indicated, especially in this particular book. And I try to use more abbreviated style of talking, because trying to indicate him, the voice I hear in this trip is archaic Chinese, which is much more briefer in writing as in modern Chinese. A lot of words in modern Chinese, you have two syllables, you have two characters, but in archaic Chinese, it's only one. And the grammatical words orientation is slight, the arrangement, syntax is different too. So it's kind of oral language. In oral language, you don't have to always using full sentences just because there's face to face. So immediately have an intimacy with the page or my imaginary readers. So my lines is so very jumpy and a lot of questions without question, only indicated by question mark, but no additional words. So Joe has to find a way to elongate the English rather than one line translating into another, sometimes one line translating into a stanza. So, it seems that's not enough. He wants to leave rooms of a breathing, of open space. And there are some poems he double lined every single line. In the end, I think it's a compromise, because the publisher, this book already more than 200 pages. Originally, they were thinking about Zephyr Prize is the prize who published all his translations side by side with in Chinese. This book is clearly, there's no room for Chinese. If 200 page plus English text, you have 200 page of Chinese will be...
A fat book.
Yeah, it's fat book.
And expensive.
Expensive, and it's a break the norm for the distributors too. So in the end, we didn't include in the Chinese text. But I think from the people's response, I think Joe's technique worked. People, especially for people who are not familiar with Chinese culture and the breathing room, make people linger on the line a little more and think, little double back to trying to read, second read. So it's due to his skills and management. Yeah.